again. I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Friday, January the 4th, 2008 edition of The American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog. I'll be with you for the next 2 hours, and I'm surprised that nobody emailed me yesterday or called me and said that I made a mistake, and I said January 3rd, 2007 yesterday. I caught that because I thought I did that, and I went back into the archives and looked, and sure enough, I swore I would never do that, but I did that anyway, so I apologize for that. Okay. As you all know, this is the day that I've been waiting for, and I hope you have too. I've got Russell Means coming up after the first break, and I want to make an announcement here before I go to him. The first hour, I'm really looking forward to having Russell on the show. I've got a number of questions for Russell, and if anybody calls in the first hour, I will not take your call. Now, if I can get through the questions that I have for Russell first hour, then I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines second hour, and you guys can feel free to call in with your questions, your comments, your affirmations for what Russell is trying to do with the Indian Nations. And but if you call in the first hour, no, I will not take your call. Now, let me get this out of the way real quick. Again, Cardivite, as you guys know, I take it on a regular basis, and I would strongly advise you to give Don Wiskin a call at Cardivite, 877-928-8822. Again, that's 877-928-8822 if you want to feel better. If you don't want to feel better, don't call him. Also, my friend John Onesti, Onesti Investment Advisors, if you have a question about your finances, you're looking to move money around, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, 401ks, annuities, whatever, John's the guy to call. He doesn't make money unless you make money. He is not a commissioned agent. His number is 505-296-2453. Again, that's 505-296-2453. And in both instances, remember, when you give these guys a call, tell them you heard it on my show. And again, I cannot emphasize enough, folks, I really mean it when I say that Cardivite stuff works. I've got more energy than I've had in I don't know how long. All right, getting back to where we were. As you know, all week I've been mentioning, I had Tim Wingate kind of hosting my show on Monday and Wednesday, and I thank him again for that. I was riding shotgun with him, but as I was mentioning to you, I preempted, and I've been mentioning Russell Means all week, and then yesterday I did an expose on him. I have enough questions for this man that I could go on for, oh, months and never get to the end of it just by virtue of reading his book. I'm going to find out where you can obtain a copy of the book. I would strongly urge you to purchase a copy. It's an unbelievable book to read. You won't be able to put it down. I am not going to ask him all the questions I would like to today because you would never have time, or I couldn't open up the phone lines and allow you to call. At any rate, I am going to get in some pertinent things about what he is trying to do, what's going on. I know he has left the, I believe it's the Cheyenne Nation up in the Dakotas. He's in Denver today. And he appeared in court this morning, so hopefully we'll be able to get a hold of him. My message is that he's available on his cell phone, so I'll have my board operator giving him a call during the break to get him online. And let's see, what else have I got here? Oh, I want to get into, let's see. Well, if there's anything progressing with what he's trying to do, as well as the Cheyenne Nation, he had a meeting with him up there last week, and we'll get into that when we get back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stay tuned for Russell Means. Got a great show for you today, folks. Call your friends and neighbors. This one's going to be a barn buster, I promise you. Be right back.
Hi. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh, boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And let's see if I've got Russell Means on the line. Russell, are you with me?
No, I sure am, and thank you for having me.
Oh, hey. It's my pleasure, sir. I'll tell you what. I've got a million and a half questions for you, of which I could never get into today, Russell. But before I even start with this, I'm going to take the first hour, ask you a few questions that I have, and then I'm going to open up the phone lines for my listening audience, because I've been promoting you all week and your move, sir. I'm very proud of you. I'm very proud of what you're doing.
Thank you.
But before I get into that, I wanted to tell you, you and I have a lot in common, you know.
Great.
Let me just go over just a few of the many commonalities that I found in reading your book, which, by the way, sir, I could not put it down. I spent a good 2 days reading that book, and the only time I put it down was to go to sleep, and I want to commend you for that. It is the most amazing autobiography I have ever read, Russell.
Oh, thank you.
Now, you're welcome. First of all, we're both deaf in one ear. We both spent portions of our youth in San Leandro. We both spent time at San Leandro High School.
All right.
When I say spent time, because evidently, you know, you had a little bit of trouble in your youth as well. We both have golf ball experience. You in selling them, me as a troubled teenager stealing them. We both have insurance experience. And you were selling it. And I was buying it to keep from getting beat up in high school because I was pretty much of a runt. But there's one thing that I really, really want to ask you about this before we get into the main topic here today. And that is, when you were nabbed as a teenager with a backseat full of beer, and you spent 16 to 17 days at that resort, the juvenile resort, was that that green building up there on 150th?
No, that was a Lucky Warehouse by the freeway.
Oh, okay, because I wasn't certain whether they had built that new juvenile facility up on 150th.
Oh, the juvenile facility was the one up on the hill.
Right, that's 150th, the green building.
Yeah.
Yeah, were you in C unit or D unit?
C. No, I was in D, excuse me.
You were in...
And my fellow thieves were in C, two of them.
Yeah. Okay, well, I spent time in both of them, and for the sake of the listening audience, it's kind of a private thing. It's 150th, the Green Building, folks, was Juvenile Hall, and I was up there several times for incorrigible because my mother couldn't handle me. At any rate, listen, one other thing before I get into this. In reading your book, I noticed that your daughter, Michelle, had been diagnosed with epilepsy. And I wanted to ask you, did your daughter Michelle go through these rounds of vaccinations at 6, 12, and 18 months?
No. What was she?
Okay.
She was vaccinated, but she was mostly filled with dope, secondol, and other things that just kept her lethargic. And it even turned her teeth yellow.
Mm-hmm.
And when we took her, of course, down to the Hopi Indian Reservation and to the healer, the traditional healer, he cured her of epilepsy.
Right. Yeah, he diagnosed her with epilepsy. But the reason that I had asked you the question is because, you know, they give three rounds of vaccinations to infants, 6, 12, and 18 months, and there's a lot of the infants are coming down with autism on their third round of vaccination, and I thought maybe that was the same with Michelle.
Happened with Michelle, after she got that initial, we saw that what happened to her and her personality changed. My wife immediately took her down to her reservation, the Hopi Indian Reservation in Arizona.
Okay, well, now it's interesting that you bring that up because I have a couple of emails I want to read to you. One is on that particular subject of the Hopis here in Arizona, but I'll get to that in a little bit. Now, you had sent out a press release that the Lakota Nation was a redeclaring their independence from these treaties that had been entered into by the Lakota Nation over the past 150 years, of which most, if not all, of the treaties had been violated. And I'd read a lot about those. Now, and you since sent out another release on January 1st to the United States of America, plus the states of Montana, Wyoming, North Dakota, and so forth, that the Lakota, through its government, have appointed representatives to withdraw from all the treaties with the United States of America. Now, my first question to you, I know that you had been up in the Dakotas talking to the Cheyenne Nation, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And are there other Indian nations other than just the Cheyenne that are expressing interest in what you're attempting to do here?
No, but indigenous countries around the globe are now emailing us and telephoning us and asking us to send all our documents to them. They're studying this issue. We got the Union of British Columbia Chiefs, which encompasses all the reserves in that province of Canada. They are closely looking. The Hawaiians in Hawaii, the Royalists, they call themselves, they've contacted us about the same thing, and the Chumara in Guam have contacted us. Guam, of course, is under the heel of the United States government, the indigenous people there. So they all have their issues and their rights to become free and independent themselves.
Okay. Now, so how did your meeting with the Cheyenne Nation go, by the way?
Oh, well, it hasn't happened yet. We move on a lot slower time than industrial America. We'll be meeting en masse up there after the 6th, sometime after the 6th, after the Sunday, next week sometime.
Okay, well, you know, as I peruse through your book, and by the way, before this show is over, I want you, if you would, sir, to put out the contact information for my listening audience to be able to purchase a copy of that book, because all week I have been promoting it, and I've told my listening audience that it is indeed a must read. I came away from that book with the idea that you have actually lived, sir, and I give you much credit for living the real life experience that Clint Eastwood could only portray as his hero in the movies. So, again, I commend you for all of your efforts on behalf of your nation, sir. Now, another question I want to ask you, and maybe you can enlighten myself as well as the listening audience here, Russell. These Indian nations that have popped up over the last 20 years with Indian casinos, are they giving any kind of a kickback to the state or federal government on, have they entered into agreements with the state or federal governments regarding the revenue generated by those, do you know?
Well, you know, it's curious that the American Indians, when they get into gaming, they're regulated by a congressional act, whereas all the other gaming institutions in America are just regulated by local governments. The point about yes, not only do all of the monies that the Indians get go into the general fund of the Bureau of Indian Affairs, according to the National Indian Gaming Regulatory Act, which, by the way, when they passed that in 1987, I believe, or 86, it was called the National Indian Gaming Regulatory Act. And the acronym was NIGRA. When mm-hmm. Congress realized the acronym, they changed it to just the Indian Gaming Regulatory Act. I kid you not. At any rate, what happens, here's the scenario, and this is true. First, the act requires the Indian reservations to come to what is called a compact with the state. The state demands anywheres from 22 to 36% of the proceeds. That's the tax the state gets from these Indian casinos, all right?
Okay.
That's why Richardson is running for president from New Mexico. That's why New Mexico shows a surplus under his regime. And it goes for California. California casinos have helped build the deficit that they were put into because of the energy crisis there, the Indian casino. But no one ever brags about it. No one ever acknowledges it. No one ever points to that fact. And not even the Indians themselves. But at any rate, these onerous taxes that they pay into the state coffers, they also, the investors who put up the casinos, they get 49%. The Indian bylaw gets 51%. But out of that 51% comes all liabilities and costs, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Expansion, you know, the building, all the help, the taxes, and the 49% is carted away in total by the investors. So it's... And then the money that they spend, they have to get the permission of the Bureau of Indian Affairs to spend that money from the casino. That it's in, oh, excuse me, the Bureau of Indian Affairs okays the bank they put it in.
The Bureau of Indian Affairs oversees it, okays the bank that they put it in. So in essence, what I'm taking away from this is that really, after all is said and done and all the expenses are paid and the taxes and so forth, that there's really little, if anything, left for the people of the Indian nation per se. Am I right in that?
That's correct. And because and because of what they do have, they take out loans to build their tribal facilities, to put up a health clinic, to improve their own roads. But you go to the state of Connecticut. The state of Connecticut was bankrupt, was literally bankrupt. New Haven was virtually deserted. But since the Pequots and the Mohegans got their huge casinos, that state is now
Back on its feet. Yes, listen,
back
Russell.
On its feet.
Let me interrupt you, sir. We have to take a break. We'll be back in three. Stick with me. I've got a lot more for you, okay? We'll be right back.
All right.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Short segment coming up to the bottom of the hour break here with my guest, special guest, Russell Means. And Russell, now you were just mentioning that the state of Connecticut was close to, if not, well, right on the verge of bankruptcy, and then they opened up the Indian casinos, and miraculously they're financially in good shape now, right?
Yes, and they have excellent highways and major highway construction throughout the state.
But Russell, ironically, these states have entered into these agreements with these different Indian nations, and when all of the chips fall where they may, the people of the nation really get little, if anything, other than maybe a menial job at the casino. Is that right?
That's the vast majority of the Indian casinos. There are some casinos that give per capita payments out, and it varies. Some reservations, like the two Sioux Indian reservations outside Minneapolis, Minnesota, they give per capita payments in the hundreds of thousands of dollars to each one of their members. But, you know, they have, 400 members? And each one has 250, and the other one has 400 and some. But other small reservations do the same thing. But it's probably less than 10% of the 300 casinos and Indian casinos in this country.
Why does that not surprise me? Well, while I'm on that topic, then I want to read this quick email that I got yesterday in doing an expo on you, sir, from one of my listeners. And this listener wanted me to ask you if the Navajos or the Hopis here in Arizona were interested in doing what the Lakotas are doing. She wanted to know if this or any other tribe in Arizona is meeting with you.
Well, no. Understand that the colonial apartheid system that America designed back in the 1800s precludes anything. These colonial governments are exactly that. That's why they're allowed casinos, because most of that money goes into a general fund for each tribal government. And in fact, all tribal governments have a general fund of which the people who run the tribal government can pick and choose why and where they want to spend that money on whatever. So the people, really, it never gets down. And that's why the condition of the American Indian has never changed statistically in terms of poverty, disease, abuse, self-abuse I'm talking about, and of all kinds, diseases of all kinds, no jobs, no industry. Now, the Navajo tribal governments, none of those, this all has to be independence-minded people who understand international law and their own natural law.
I see. Okay. Well, you know, this has been an ongoing trek for you for nigh on 35 years. You have been a member of AIM. And now another question I have for you is, when exactly, sir, was your final separation from the American Indian movement itself?
Well, I believe that came in 1999 when I found out, and I had a press conference in Denver, Colorado, to announce it, when I found out that Anime Aquash, one of our female leaders back in the 1960s and 70s, mm-hmm. She was a Mi'kmaq Indian from Canada and around Newfoundland, she was murdered, and I had always thought it was the FBI who killed her. At any rate, when I found out that it was some of the leadership of the American Indian movement, I named it in a press conference, Vernon Balcourt and Clyde Balcourt. At the time, I didn't know my own brother was involved, not in the actual murder or in ordering the murder, but the decision to murder her took place in his home. Is right. Now the final pieces to that is finally come to fruition in Rapid City, South Dakota. This month, the murder trial, I think it's first part of February, murder trial of John Graham. After a year and a half to 2 years of trying to get him extradited from Canada, it finally came about. He's in the jail in Rapid City now, and he's going to trial. One person's already gone to prison for that, Mr. Looking Cloud. Looking Cloud. At any rate, he's in prison, and now we look for John Graham. But I'm going to be talking with John Graham, hopefully, to try to convince him, because he was the trigger man, and he was in the AIM at the time, and he is now in jail. I'm going to try to document to tell him who ordered him.
Do you think you'll have any success in doing so?
I think it is a good success in doing so. But the man who ordered him, who I know and had the press conference all about, was Vernon Balcourt. He has now died.
You know what, Russell, and it's funny that you bring up his name, because this is the other email that I received yesterday, and I wanted to address this because I wanted to get your thoughts. I'm sitting here looking at a press release put out in 1998? No, February 20th, 1999, by the American Indian Movement. And as I read this, sir, I see, I mean, I know in reading your book, I know that you've gone through 35 or so years, you know, in working with these people, Vernon Bellecourt and Dennis Banks and all of these people, to try to achieve what you've been diligently working for all these years, and that is, you know, the adhering to the treaties that have been violated, but also the independence, you know, the right. attention to be paid to your people. And I'm looking at this just terrible slamming of a press release that was put out by the American Indian Movement, and in Vernon Bellecourt comes up. When we get back, I'll expound on this a little bit. Stick with me, and then we'll have a long segment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com, or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee 37371.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my special guest, Russell Means. And Russell, we were on the subject of Vernon Bellecourt. And, you know, I go back through over the, reading your book over the past 35 years. You've been working hand in hand with these people. You've been doing, you know, going bending over backwards, doing things that, that no citizen that I know that didn't have a brass set on him would do, if you know what I mean. You've taken over, you've assisted other fellow Indians in taking over Wounded Knee. I mean, you've taken over the Bureau of Indian Affairs. I mean, it's just, your book reads like an expose out of a Clint Eastwood movie. But what I want to get into for a minute is I read this press release where Bellecourt asserted And he's making allegations at you, which I found really bizarre. Like, for example, Bellecourt was also concerned that many of the Navajo people were upset by Russell's portrayal of a Navajo medicine man in Oliver Stone's movie Natural Born Killers, and he asserts that Means was shown handling rattlesnakes in the film, but snakes are considered unwholesome creatures by the Navajo. What on earth would that have to do? I mean, this is Hollywood, for crying out loud. Did this guy have some kind of animosity against you because maybe you were in support of the Misurisada down in South America against the Sandinistas, or maybe it was because Bonnie Timmerman called you and offered you to audition for Last of the Mohicans? I mean, which is it here? What's the matter with this guy?
Well, first of all, Vernon Bellecourt is brother of Clyde Bellecourt. Bellecourt is the reason I joined AIM, actually, both him and Dennis Banks. But after I joined AIM, Clyde, I became an admirer of Clyde, and I fashioned my role in the American Indian Movement after Clyde. And Dennis Banks and I had a good symbiotic relationship. And Vernon was accepted because he was Clyde's brother. And he was never really in the leadership, but he was always had a big mouth, and so we never did anything about quelling him or his role in AIM. I mean, he had the right to speak his mind. But after the American Indian Movement sort of slid from the prominence of self-determination, he mm-hmm. began to attack Indian people. And so we had in the 90s, beginning in 94, a tribunal investigate Vernon and Clyde, and we found them to be, they were convicted by the tribunal being treasonous to the American Indian people and the American Indian movement, so they were expelled. That's the most damning thing Indian people can do traditionally, is to expel you from one's organization or one's nation. So we expelled them back in 1995. So they then went out and put up a website claiming they were AIM. And that's where that came from. But they were expelled by a national tribune, the international tribunal of their peers, formulated by the leadership of the American Indian Movement. So, and then after that, even before that press release, that's when I named him as the man who ordered the murder. This is the second time he ordered the murder of Anime Aquash. The other thing is he threatened to sue me. Now, this is a serious charge when you charge someone publicly with a high crime, and he threatened to sue me for defamation of character. Well, he never did.
Never did. Well, he never also did. Alleges in here in this press release that you – and this I find this hilarious. He also alleges that you resigned from the American Indian Movement no less than six times. And I recall reading in your book that you did get upset one day at somebody. Maybe it was Dennis or somebody. And you said, well, I'm going to resign. And they said, you can't do that because they didn't have a national office anyway. I mean, you can't resign from the American Indian Movement. And correct me if I'm wrong, but it was because you're an Indian, right?
Well, in the words of Crow Dog, our spiritual leader, he said, resigning from him is like resigning from Mother Earth.
Well, okay, but...
So my resignation was definitely disallowed.
Yeah, well, no, I'm getting off topic a little bit here. So, but when Vernon Bellecourt accuses you of resigning from the American Indian Movement six times, that's totally preposterous. okay, but it ain't, I wanted to clear that up because I got.
I'm glad someone sees the humor and the astonishment.
Well, I could go further in this, but in order to take this,
well, I'll tell you something. The people on the left loves it. They love the people on the left have never taken me into their confidence or their bosom because I was anti-Sandinista, I'm anti-Marxist, and I don't adhere to the left, but the main thing is way back in the beginning in the anti-war movements of Vietnam, they were, unless the Indians served their purposes, they didn't support us on anything. They're not doing it today.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, I can...
I'm not hearing from the left at all in this, in our independence movement.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, the left is among the most racist anti-Indian movements in this entire country.
When you had come back from Nicaragua, and by the way, folks, and again, I endorse this book. You need to get a copy of this book because you really can't get the full drift of what Russell and I are speaking of in some context, and especially in this press release, unless you read the book to understand what was going on at that particular time. But here's a quote by you. It says, "Everyone on the left from Ted Kennedy to the hippies were condemning you as a traitor to the American Indian movement," and Clyde and Vernon that issued press releases, and again, Clyde claimed that he'd kicked you out of AIM, which is totally absurd, because Dennis Banks, AIM hadn't had a national office since Dennis Banks had gone underground almost 10 years earlier.
Right.
Just ridiculous. Yeah, but at any rate, okay, so let's see what I've got here. In short, they treated you like an Indian, and as far as the left is concerned, no Indian has integrity unless he goes along with their program. So what you're initially trying to do right now, I mean, you issued this press release to, what is it, the Department of the Interior or the United States Department of Indian Affairs? Or where did that press release go when you had told them that you were the Lakota Nation was regaining their independence?
Actually, we didn't do it as a press release. On December 17th, we took a portfolio and a letter of withdrawal from all treaties and agreements with the United States of America, presented that to the State Department. And it wasn't until such tremendous, and it's still growing, the Internet result of our action, and that Abby, what's her name, on Democracy Now!,
Laura Enger. Let's see, Democracy Now! Amy
Goodman. Finally announced it 13 days after we had done it. She finally announced it in a news brief in a couple of sentences.
I don't know whether you know this or not, but I read it the next day in its entirety on the air. Because I'm fascinated by it. You know, my listening audience is in a patriot movement as well, because we look at the atrocities that are being committed by this, what I call the hijacked outlaw government right now. And there's so many comparisons that run parallel to what you have been enduring, your people have been enduring over the last 150 years, and what's happening to us right now.
I'm glad you said that, because here's where it comes from. Every policy that the American is now suffering under was first bred and birthed on an Indian reservation, then exported to the world, and then finally exported onto the backs of the American people. You know, I can tell you about the land policies of America. You know, the family farmer and the family rancher has been under extreme attack since the 1960s, if not before. And the corporations are taking over land control. They and the government have control of the rural land areas now in America. And it's the family farmer, the people of the land, the backbone of this nation, the individuals that kept this country on its democratic toes. And I agree with that democratic analogy, because this is supposed to be a republic. But aside from that, that's the land policy of America, first done to Indians. Now, secondly, you know, when you're in the way of so-called progress, they get rid of you. So that's what's happening to the family farmer and family rancher. And for the last 40 years, they've been the new Indians of America. Now all the Americans live on the largest Indian reservation in the world, and that's the United States of America. The other thing is your health system is totally rot from the health system allegedly that given to the Indians. And then thirdly, the total educational system of the public schools is controlled by federal and state governments. I mean, they're indoctrinating the children of America into becoming citizen Neanderthals. It's I shouldn't even put citizen in there. You know, the schools are not teaching anyone how to be responsible, how to be entrepreneurs, or how to be a good citizen. You know, two-thirds of the law schools in this country do not teach the Constitution. So what do we expect in a country that has become onerous in every facet of life? You know, it is non-tolerant, has no tolerance whatsoever, and that's not a Christian nation. So I concur, but I want the people to realize where all these policies have come from in the growth of government. The very first time in America's history when there was corruption taken from the American government, when it was exposed in 1827, the first instance of corruption in the federal government, it was in the three-year-old Bureau of Indian Affairs. So that tells that was the first death knell of this country.
You know, it's interesting. You know, the atrocities that they've been perpetrating upon the Indian nation since for the last 150 years. I mean, and I bring this up on my show all the time. When I was in school, you know, the lies that were told to us in history class, for crying out loud. And this is a question that I wanted to pose to you. When you were in history class at San Leandro High School and they started talking about George Armstrong Custer, was that one of the times maybe when you stood up and got tossed out of class or suspended maybe?
Oh, the honorable, you know, the total, the horrendous massacre of a man who was destined to be president of the United States. Oh, yeah, I heard it all.
Well, I mean, as I read through there, you know, and I realized, and it was such an experience for me, Russell, going through there, because I have to admit, I was just another naive kid that believed what he was taught in history class, and I'm looking at what you're reading in the book about, you know, George Armstrong Custer and Christopher Columbus and, you know, Moses Cleveland and all of this stuff. And it's,
right.
And you realize that everything that they're teaching you is totally bogus, you know?
Right.
And then I look here, and I've got these comparisons, and I went over them, well, I went over them in your expose on the air yesterday, but, you know, some of these things that are happening right now today, we've got a bill, and I'm sure you probably know about this, we've got a bill in the Senate, S-1959, the Homegrown Radicalization Terrorist Act. And basically what it's doing is they're saying that anybody that in this country, any American citizen that doesn't agree with, you know, the administration's policies on the Iraq war or, you know, believe that they're a 9/11 truther and believe 9/11 was an inside job, they're trying to
criticizes the president.
Yes, exactly. And so they're trying to brand us as a terrorist. And as I read through the book, I went back to and made a comparison of what Nixon had said back in 1972, I believe it was, when Dick Gregory performed. He had performed. You were at you're up at Wounded Knee, I believe. And he had said that. Let's see, what was it? I'll find it here in just a second. Nixon had just abolished the gold standard, backing the dollar, which led to its international devaluation, and Dick cracked us up by saying what he had really knocked the dollar down was the world's realization that we Indians hadn't been conquered and were trying to take back our land. But also, Nixon in 1972 declared AIM as one of the biggest terrorist groups in the United States.
That's correct.
Yeah. I mean, and
he and Senator Stennis of Minnesota, Mississippi, who was chairman of the un-American activities, whatever.
So you've got going all the way back in with you guys, you know, the Indian nation, with you as an activist, doing nothing more than trying to get the United States government to simply adhere to treaties that they had agreed to with your nation and other Indian nations for the last 150 years. They're not only banning or branding AIM as a terrorist organization, but also you have been, and I wanted to ask you this, you may not even know the answer, but how many times have they arrested you and tried to trump up charges on you in the past 35 years in doing what you've been trying to do?
Well, I lost count. But in the four-year period from 1972 to 1976, I was arrested 13 times on felony, including felonies, including murder. And I won every case except the 13th one, and I allowed a lawyer to represent me, a South Dakota lawyer at that, and I got convicted for riot to obstruct justice. I was sent to prison, and then while I was in prison, they repealed that law as being unconstitutional. But they repealed it without any retroactive provisions. And I was, I was the only one ever convicted under that law since the inception of the state of South Dakota.
I've never even heard of that law. But then there's so many million laws that, that they've put on the books, and ignorance, of course, Russell, you know, is no excuse. So, you know, you would have to sit in a law library from now to for the next 10,000 years to even be aware of all the laws. But what's fascinating is not only did they – well, okay, so they convicted you one time out of the 13th, but it seems to me like not only with yourself but also with your colleagues, your fellow Indian friends and so forth, they were trumping up charges left and right trying to silence you guys and just basically put you away.
Yes, we suffered more repression, suppression, and oppression manyfold than the Black Panthers did. We lost, in a four-year period, we lost over 260 people nationwide to assassination.
260 people nationwide to assassination. That is, that's absolutely abominable. And so, with what you're doing now let me ask you this. What you've done as far as notifying them that you're basically – that the Lakota Nation is basically redeclaring their independence from these treaties. Now, is this another group that you have brought together, or is it a group that's been in force? I know because you're not with AIM anymore. Answer the question when we get back. We got to take a break, Russell. We'll be back in 3. Michael Herzog, okay. The American Awakening, with my guest, Russell Means. We'll be back in 3 minutes. I'll open the phone lines after the first of the hour. Okay? Be right back.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my special guest, Russell Means. A short segment coming up to the top of the hour, and then I'm going to open the phone lines, folks. But before we went to break, I posed a question. Now, Russell, specifically, is it a group of the Indian nations and countries around the world? Is it a specific group? It's not AIM anymore. They've disbanded AIM, right?
Right. Well, AIM faded away, really. What this is, it took me about 9 months to reach critical mass, is I went around Lakota country explaining, well, everyone knows in Lakota country the condition of our nation. According to linguists, we've lost our language. We don't believe we've lost our language, but the average age of a fluent Lakota speaker is 65 years of age. Now, I'm 69 winters old. At any rate, also our young people, they have no concept. They can't explain what freedom means or being free. They have no concept. I know I've talked to many people in their 20s, 20-somethings. And then, of course, the average age of our males is less than 44 years. It's the lowest life expectancy in the world. Consequently, diseases are epidemic on our reservation. Crime, abuses of all types, among ourselves, is epidemic on every reservation. Consequently, I could see us no longer allowing ourselves to be under this colonial apartheid method. And to boot on top of that, we continue to lose our land and our water. So what we're doing is I reached critical mass, and people said, yes, we must withdraw from the treaties. We'll never get the United States to live up to them. We just keep losing, and things keep getting worse on the reservation. So, and the diaspora of my people is over 70%. We're refugees in our own country. They have to leave our country, our reservation system, just to get a job. So it was genocide. So we decided to withdraw, and we checked out the law, both nationally and internationally, and the Constitution of the United States. Article 6 specifically backs this up, but more importantly, so does international law, of which the United States of America's government is a signatory to, and that's the Vienna Convention on the Law of Treaties. So we are nationally and internationally legal. We're within our rights, period. Secondly, more so is the fact that everything we want to do, both in commerce and work within our nation, is also legal and under U.S. present U.S. law. So we have, just today, we have established the hierarchy of our provisional government. Now, we have a provisional government in place now, of which I am chief facilitator. And we have others on the, for lack of a better term, in our language, we have a way of calling these things. But for lack of a better term in English, is the Provisional Council, which is running the nation right now. But we have critical mass. Now, people are asking, we estimate about 12,000 to 13,000 people, Lakotas. We do not represent tribal governments. We do not represent reservations. We certainly do not represent the majority of our people with the same bloodline as ours. But we are freedom-seeking, freedom-desiring Lakotas with a brain. So we have withdrew from all treaties and agreements.
Amen to that, sir. We have to take a break up at the top of the hour. This is a short break, and then we'll be back for a short segment, then another long one. I'm opening up the phone lines after the first of the hour with my special, very knowledgeable guest, Russell Means. And I'll talk a little bit about freedom and the parallel with our people when we get back. Stick with us. Be back in 2 minutes this time.
Since 19... 19-